Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neeson. Every healthy baby has 23 pairs of chromosomes in each cell. Just one less or one more, and the fetus ends up with a genetic defect.
Children with Down syndrome have an extra copy or trisomy of chromosome 21. Today, most expectant moms are offered genetic testing with some screening for Downs.
Several tests can indicate a problem with the baby. But to be certain, doctors must perform invasive tests which carry the risk of miscarriage. Amniocentesis requires the insertion of a needle into the uterus to extract fluid surrounding the fetus for testing.
Now, a new method undergoing trials is not only effective, but risk-free since all it needs is the mother's blood. It analyzes fragments of fetal DNA floating in her blood. These DNA fragments, free of a cell, can be isolated from the plasma portion of the mother's blood.
The test involves sequencing millions of DNA fragments to detect extra copies, and it only takes a few days. When researchers screened about 1,000 expectant moms at 10 weeks, there were fewer false positives compared to other non-invasive tests such as an ultrasound and a hormone-based blood test.
While the test result is not a certainty as you would expect with an amniocentesis, in clinical trials it was 90% accurate in women who are more likely to have a Down's baby.
In addition to Down syndrome, the test can also detect other genetic abnormalities such as Edwards syndrome involving trisomy of chromosome 18 and Patau syndrome, which is caused by trisomy of chromosome 13.
Having this additional non-invasive test available to all expectant moms would offer them greater peace of mind through their pregnancy.
We are Drs. David Neeson and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.